Each time we bring our mind back to presence, or work mindfully with thoughts and sensations, we are invited to practice kindness. With this kindness practice, we train in warm-heartedness more explicitly by offering good wishes to those in our lives. To practice this now, taking a good sitting posture. Upright, alert, gentle, and working with mindfulness of breathing for a while, allowing some moments for dropping into the being mode, using the breath as an anchor for presence. Now, inviting you to bring to mind someone you know who's been kind to you, and for whom you feel a sense of warmth, or perhaps gratitude. Visualizing them in front of you, in your mind's eye. Opening to feelings, and letting any feelings that come up be experienced and connected to in your body, without trying to force anything. As with any other mindfulness practice, there's no right or wrong way to be feeling here. Just imagining this person and feeling whatever comes up in you. Inviting you now to offer some good wishes to this person, saying to them in your mind, may you be safe. May you be free from stress. May you be at peace. If these particular phrases don't feel right for you, feel free to use words that feel genuine for you. The words aren't as important as the sentiment you're offering. Just letting the words come as best you can from your whole being rather than just from your thinking mind. If you like, you could imagine giving the person a hug as you send them your good wishes. It doesn't matter if what you're doing feels awkward or inauthentic. Just treating this as an experiment and remembering that whatever comes up is totally okay. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering and stress. May you experience peace. When the mind wanders away, acknowledging this gently and inviting attention to return to the image of the person in your mind, or the words of the good wishes, or the feeling of what's happening within you. Now, letting the image of this benefactor fade, and bringing to mind a friend or family member for whom you feel love. It's a good idea to choose someone for whom your love is uncomplicated and heartfelt, rather than tinged with desire or resentment. It could also be an animal, a pet maybe. Inviting you to offer this person or other being your good wishes, gently repeating the same or similar phrases as before, offering them from the heart. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you enjoy well-being in your life. You might like to imagine embracing your loved one, letting whatever feelings come up be experienced just as they are, without needing to change them. If at any point during the practice you feel overwhelmed, it's completely okay to drop the visualization and return to mindfulness of breathing, or to stop if you need to. Exploring the practice gently. Now, letting the image of the loved one fade and imagining that it's now yourself appearing in your mind's eye. Experimenting with offering yourself the same kindness as the others. Recognizing that you are a person worthy of compassion and care, who experiences the difficulties of being human and works with them as best they can. Repeating the same or similar phrases as before, silently to yourself. May I be well. May I be healthy. May I live with peace in my heart. If you like, you could imagine giving yourself a hug. If you experience any resistance to this, noticing and being interested in this. Some of us have been taught that it's not okay to be kind to yourself, but we're all human beings, working with the ups and downs of life. You might like to recall kind or generous things that you've done in your life, or qualities about yourself that you like. If none come up, or you feel guilt or disappointment, or another difficult emotion, knowing that this isn't a failure, experimenting with observing what comes up without attachment, returning perhaps to mindfulness of breath or body for a time. Now, calling to mind someone for whom your feelings are generally neutral. Perhaps someone you don't know so well. An acquaintance you see occasionally, perhaps, but for whom there's no strong liking or disliking. Or it could be someone you encounter regularly in your life, but haven't got to know so well. Such as the person who delivers your post, or who works in a local shop, or perhaps a neighbour who lives down the other end of your street. Recognising that this person too is a human being, vulnerable to the ups and downs of life, its stresses and strains. Like everyone, they want to be happy. And like everyone, they sometimes make mistakes. Inviting you to practice wishing them happiness, health and safety now, as they journey through daily life, saying these words in your mind, perhaps. May you be joyful. May good things come to you. May you work with difficulties skillfully and be well. If feelings of warm-heartedness arise, you can offer these too. If not, then just offering the words. If this feels workable for you now, bringing to mind someone with whom you experience difficulty, not choosing to begin with a person for whom your dislike or anger is very strong, but someone you experience as perhaps a bit challenging, or with whom you have some conflict, inviting you to open to the reality that this person is also human like you and wants to be happy. Perhaps they're doing the best they can in their circumstances. You might invite an awareness of their positive qualities, recognizing what they're good at, or perhaps they suffer as a result of their behavior. Contemplating this may open the window of compassion. Letting go of judgments as best you can. Experimenting with offering this person kindness too. Wishing them well in their lives. Offering kindness doesn't mean you're condoning any unskillful behavior or harm done. Whatever feelings come, letting these be as they are. If this feels or becomes too difficult, it's completely okay to return to mindfulness of breathing, or to sending loving kindness to the benefactor, loved one, friend, or ourselves once again. You could also choose to practice loving kindness for aspects of yourself that you find difficult, the parts that you tend to deny or try to get rid of. Noticing what happens when you open to these difficult aspects of yourself with warm-heartedness. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be well. Finally, now, picturing all the people you've visualized together, including yourself, and inviting you to wish the whole group well, saying to yourself something like, "May we all be safe. May we all be free from stress. May we all experience peace." If you like, you could extend your kindness out further, to the whole town you live in, or even to all beings on the planet. Sensing or visualizing the energy of kindness radiating out from your heart. If it feels like there's no such energy there, then you can just imagine this happening. May everyone be happy. May everyone be healthy. May everyone be at peace. It's not a problem if you don't feel loving kindness during or after this meditation. Just keeping working with the practice as best you can, noticing what comes up and bringing a friendly acceptance to it as best you can. Part of kindness practice is being kind to ourselves when we don't feel kind. Allowing ourselves to be human, with all the difficulties as well as joys that come with living a human life.